Torreway, Northwest London, Monday the 18th of November, Chof Cheshvan, Harav Gesh and Duna, Hilchas Brochas Part 2, Pizzaza Pizza.
Good morning, everyone. A disclaimer before we start the shiur. I'm not firstly giving any haskama on any heksha or anything here. I'm not saying whether it's the best tasting pizza in town or not. I'm saying a halachic shiur when they get to the pizza. I've tried that many times. Okay. We're going to discuss the bracha to make on pizza, and we'll therefore go through the whole sugya of mazonos to come to understand what the stodim behind the shaila are. We're going to discuss what bracha to make on rogalach and cookies, and how many rogalach and cookies perhaps one has to eat to be mechuyav to make a hamotzi, or even how many rogalach one should be makpid not to eat, not to get into a shaila of making hamotzi. If we have time, I have samples here, if we have time, we'll discuss what bracha we make on beer and why. I'm not sure we'll get there today. Okay, so this is really part two of the series. The first share we discussed that it's osur to taste anything on this world, osur lahonos ba'olam hazeh, without making a bracha. You can't have any benefit from this world without first making a bracha. The Gemara says, if you do have hanav ba'olam hazeh, it's ke'ilu ma'al. It's like you're ma'al, you illegally took benefit from this world, which you're not allowed to. V'gozal me'Hashem, or me'Knesset Yisrael. And you've ke'ilu stolen from Hashem, and from Knesset Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael. He said that machlok bala means you stole from Hashem. Did you steal the brocha, like Rashi explains, or perhaps you stole the food, like the Marsha says? And we said, why do you steal Knesset Yisrael when you don't make a brocha? Rashi explains, very interestingly, is because when Yidin do Averis, the Peiris Alokin, the Parnasa, they're the credit crunch, and therefore, by not making a brocha, you're going bad Parnasa for the whole coast. Therefore, you will make a brocha. Now, we'll go involved in brocha mazonos. The Mishnah says, Daf Lamed Hey, Kate said, Mavarach, my parents, what brought me some fruits, our parents for Ilon, who I made berry pioids. On fruits that grow on a tree, you make hoits. Chutzman ayayin, apart from wine, which comes from grapes, which come from a tree, on that you make a hagefen. On parents for orets, on things that grow in the ground, who I made berry pioidoma. We'll discuss the difference here, some bushes that might be considered a sophic hoits, sophic adoma, raspberries, strawberries, bananas, different. We'll get involved in the difference here about that. On anything from the ground, you make adoma, apart from bread. On bread, you make hamot lechem min haaretz. Okay. The Gemara of Lamed Zayin says, Kol sheyesh boi michamish zaminim, it's Lamavon based on the bottom, Kol sheyesh boi michamish zaminim, anything that has in it from the five grains, mavarachin olav boirei minei mazoinus. You make a mazoinus on anything that has from the five grains, and the Gemara then simply says, Kol shehu, anything that has part of, no, sorry, Kol sheyesh boi, anything that, a mixture that has in this mixture, in this cholent, has one of the five grains, you'll make him a zaynus. And the Gemara also says, Kol Shehu, anything that is itself the five grains, you'd also make him a zaynus. The Gemara explains what the need is for the two members. But there are these five grains which need a mazoinus. Five grains are chitas, aira, chismish, boi, shul, and shifun, which means wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. These are five grains, special grains, and for these you make a mazoinus. These are punk also the five grains which cause chomets to come about. When you mix these five grains with water, a chemical reaction takes place and it becomes into chomets. And any other grain, any other rice, any other which you mix with water, the same reaction will not take place, and that's why that does not become chomets. The Torah explains that these five grains have two milas. Firstly, that they are things about which Eretz Yisrael was praised, that Yisrael produces these things. And also, that aleihem yichyeh ha'adam, they are the staple food in anyone's diet. These are the filling five grains, therefore when you eat them you become full. And since these are the extra choshev, they lose their brachah ha'adama and they become into mazonos, the more choshev brachah. They go up a stage because they're more choshev. Rice, the machlokes in the Gemara, if it's considered one of the five grains, the gabe mazonos or not. Kepshutah, the Gemara comes out that the brachah rishona on rice is mazonos, and a bracha achroina on rice is boirei nefashos.
Yes, isn't it? Depend where you live, because some countries rice is more of a staple food than
I've never heard that. It seems to be clear in halacha. It's machlokes in the Gemara what the words mean. There's a shayla what words mean. Kepshutah comes out that rice is going to be a mazonos and a boirei nefashos. And also the difference is rice is different. Everything else, if you have a mixture of, let's say, barley and potatoes and meat, as one big cholent, if you eat it, and on every spoon you get a bit of each. We'll discuss at a different time the requirements. The whole dish would be one mazonos. That is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. There are cholkim
sitting. Even if it's a minority.
Even if it's?
A minority.
Correct. Even if it's a minority. Yeah, everything else you go with the rice normally.
You make mazonas.
What do you say?
Half cabbage with rice in it, you make mazonas.
No, rice is different. The rice is. Tell us about the other five grains. The five grains, when they have a mixture of them, whatever it is, it's a mash, a little bit of flour there, unless it's just there for the texture. In licorice, or if you know, licorice has flour in it, I have a sister-in-law of celiac, she can't eat licorice, but still, the brocha is shahakal. There, it's not there for the taste, it's just there to give it texture. I don't know if you can filter fish, has in it some matzo crumbs and some mazonas, it doesn't matter, still don't make it mazonas. But it's there for texture, it won't be, but anything else is there for taste. Even if it's a minority, you make a mazonas. On that, rice is different. Rice, it doesn't have the power of the other five grains that go with this, and therefore, rice, it's lav dafka, automatically mazonas. It will depend on dine ikka v'tofel, which means if there's a roi of rice, you would make a mazonas, and if it's not a roi of rice, you would not make a mazonas, you make two brachas. Okay, rice we'll discuss a bit more at length, given time. Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha, he brings down two data that's interesting, about what brachas to make from rice. He says, yesh mafarshin, that's not mazonas. The alkein, yesh machmirim, the lo yoichlim, you shouldn't eat them, only b'toich hasuda, or to make a shahakal. There is a machlokes about rice. I once heard that the Divya Yoel, Samarov, when he was released from Bergen-Belsen, on Catherine's train, and when they reached safety, the first food they were given was, they made bowls of rice for them to eat. And he hadn't eaten proper food for a long time, he was in the camps, and he refused to partake in the rice until he gave him bread first, because he wanted to take a suda, so he must for this Mishnah Berurah. That's a special story. Okay.
The small little gold things, what do you call those? Small little gold.
Barley?
Couscous.
Couscous.
Yes, do you make specific...
Couscous is made from flour. It's regular mazonis. It's
regular flour.
It's not a new type of thing, but it's like pasta and it's made from that, and therefore you make mazonis. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you eat a piece of roasted barley by itself, or roasted kernel of wheat, it's not the regular mazonis. You make a hadama, because it's not the regular way of eating it, and we're not going to discuss that now, but most... five grains in a dish, they are mazonas because they're cooked and they're cracked and they're batched into 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're making mazonas on them. Okay. Now. Oh, that's a good shayla. The truth is, make separate brachas because there it's only added in later and it's two foods together. It's like tuna and crackers where it's not simple just to make mazonas. The truth is, make two brachas. And ikka and tofel will get there. That'll be made part 7. Now, everyone knows the bracha on bread is hamotzi. Yeah, that's unarguable. Everyone knows hamotzi lechem and aretz you make on bread. Now, what are the ingredients of bread? The ingredients of bread are flour and water, which is one of the five grains and water, and that's hamotzi. So I want to know what's the difference between that bread and all other mazonos things, all other cakes, all other rogalach, all other pizza, everything which has in it flour and water, that we don't make hamotzi, that we make mazonos. What is the difference between bread and other bread-like products that we make in mazonas, not a hummus.
Eating, because you can never get fed up as bread. You can always eat. Cake, if you eat every day, you don't stop eating the water.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get the apples and water together. Now, so this is, we have to look in the Mechaba and Kufsa Mechesifef. The Mechaba says, it comes from the Gemara. Pas habar b'kisnim. Now, we'll see what these are very important words. Pas habar b'kisnim. Certain types of bread. Mevarich alav, boiring mine mazonas. You make on them a boy mazonas, or the acharav bracha achas me'en shalish. You make a al hamichya. The im ochal me'menu shir sha'achirim regilin kvayla. If you eat enough of these mazonas things, afal pi shulo savam. Even if you maybe are not satisfied, if you ate enough that regular people are kaveya suda on, and we'll soon have a live demonstration. We'll be weighing the rogalich and the pizza here to see how much it is. You make hamotzi or birchas mazon. Okay, so it's something called pas habar b'kislin. He doesn't explain what it is. And these pas habar b'kislin, you make them as onus. On that, explains Mr. Brewer, why is that so? He says, the after the stamp pass, even though I regular bread, mevarachin, olav, hamotzi, b'kal shehu, even eat a morsel of bread, you make hamotzi, perhaps you won't bench the other side, but you make hamotzi on them, even a small amount of bread, you make hamotzi. Al Khazai is revenge. Sha'ani Elu, these are different. The aim derech ne adam likvaya sudos on lim. It's not normal for someone to sit down for a meal and eat for lunch rogalich. I mean, if in Kailo, maybe people do because the amount of nice rog outside, thank Wehem for bringing these rogalich. But normal people don't eat lunch from rogalich, and therefore the bracha is different. It's not a hamotzi, it's a mazonis. Okay. So what is this pas habavikis? What is this pas habavikis? What does it mean, pas habavikis? This is the machlokes rishonim. There's three different machlokes in the rishonim to explain what we're referring to by this unique type of bread-like product that's not got halacha bread. The Mechaber brings down all three opinions. That means we'll see in a second, we'll list out three different types of bread that are all called pas habavikis. And the question they ask is, if the rishonim have a machlokes, and I hold this is it, I hold this is it, I hold this is it, how can the Mechaber be done to all the chasanas and say all three of these is called pas habavikis? It's a stira. Rashi doesn't hold all the Torah, doesn't hold the Rashi. How can it be all three down? And that, like Achronim say, it's not really a machlokes. They just, all Rishonim give different examples of a type of food that one's not koveya suda on, but they all agree that each of these foods is a temporary type of snack-like food, and therefore it's brachas mezoinus, not hametz. Now, important to note, these three types of bread, which we'll go through in a minute, are all baked. They're all doughs that you bake. That's why they're doima to bread, and that's why if you eat enough of them, you will have to make a hamotzi. There are other types of mezoinus, other types of dough that's cooked, and those doughs are mezoinus even if you eat the whole shop of them. Examples of these are matzo balls, or pasta, or macaroni. These are all things made out of flour, but they're cooked and not baked, and therefore, however much you eat pasta or matzo balls, you will never have a sofik making hamotzi or bizli. You can eat unlimited bizli, good news, and you never have to make hamotzi. It's all you can be mezoinus. Matzo balls are not really. Oh, no, okay. Once you cook the bread, also it can become mezoinus. That'll be a different shit as well. Croutons, all different. That's another shit. It's a good point. Okay, so we're not talking about cooked mezoinus products, we're talking about mezoinus products that were baked. So what are these three types of things? What's going on? Zot mechaba and siv zayin, chuf samach zayin. Pas habavu kisnim. Yesh mefarshim, pas she'osu kimin kisim, is that pocket inside them, shememalim oisam dvash oisuka ve'egoizim v'shkeidim tavin. You put inside it all sorts of honey and sugar and sweet nuts and stuff, and that is called pas habavu kisnim. Shot number one is called memula, filled. Yeah, an apple strudel is a classic example of something that is filled with apple, and therefore, even though if you make the dough of apple strudel with regular challah dough, it wouldn't make a difference. If you would eat it, it's b'chosay, it would be mezoinus, because it's memula. It's not a type of food. No one regular sits down for lunch. What are you having today for lunch? Apple strudel. Yeah, it's a dessert. It's a kinuach. It's not the staple food. That is number one. Number two, v'yesh omrim, shehi isa she'eriv ba dvash oy shemen oy chalav. It's a dough which doesn't have in it water, it has in it, as it's liquid, either honey or oil or milk. Okay, that is number two. We'll get there 1 second. So number one is apple strudel, number two is dough made not with water. Number three, it's very dry and flat, and you can crack them. Like all sorts of crackers, like matzah. Matzah shaila, why we make hamotzi or matzah. If you learn this strictly, it perhaps will be a mezoinus. Sfaradim taka, their matzah is taka, not like dry. You can bend it and it's more doughy-like, and they have no problem. But it's a shmuz, why we can make hamotzi or matzah. Kepshuto, all crackers, even though just made with flour and water, are mezoinus. Okay, so you have three types of things. Now, a mezoinus sandwich. You go to Koshking, you buy a mezoinus sandwich. What's that mean? Why is that mezoinus? On that, the dough they use has apple juice inside it and not water. And therefore, it's perhaps mezoinus. Now, machlokes, how much apple juice we need to have in a mixture to call it mezoinus. The Mechaber over here says, even a little bit, as long as it's recognizable that it's not regular water, the taste, a little bit of apple juice will be enough to make it mezoinus. The Ramah disagrees, and Mishabura says you need to have rove. You need to have rove of the mixture, must be apple juice. Now, if people use apple juice concentrate, as you go to Tesco and buy a Tesco apple juice, that's a particular problem for Mishabura, because there's no rove apple juice, it's rove water, and therefore it's not so simple that that will be called mezoinus. Now, kshuto, it has to have a different taste. The bread, the mezoinus bread, must taste different than hametz bread. Now, I once gave a shiur before someone else, and the guy there argued with me, he said he cannot eat mezoinus sandwiches, because the bread tastes so sickly sweet, and therefore you wouldn't eat it. So some people have that, and therefore for them it's very easy to understand why mazonos. Even if one cannot taste, I am unable to taste the difference between mazonos bread and mitzi bread. However, on that is a Maharsham who says if there's roiv of apple juice, even though one cannot taste the difference, there'll be enough to call it mazonos. So for the Maharsham, even if you're not such an expert in tastes, perhaps mazonos bread is mazonos, unless you eat too much of it, which we'll discuss in a minute. Okay. With all that, if you are koveya suda on the mazonos bread, or if you're koveya suda on your crackers, or koveya suda on your apple pie, one would have to make a hamotzi. Now, what is the sheer koveya suda? This is the million-dollar question. There's a three-way machlokes in the poskim. Either it's three or four beitzim, which we'll let's say we'll use the four beitzim. That you see by everything that's called a suda. The Mishnah Berurah is machme kepshutai, not to eat more than four beitzim worth of mazonos without making a hamotzi.
What's
the weight? The Aruch Shulchan has a whopping share. Aruch Shulchan comes from the Mon. In the Mon, they had 43 beitzim for two meals. Therefore, Aruch Shulchan, it's 21.5 beitzim for each suda. Obviously, that's what a regular meal is. And to eat 12 beitzim, you'll see in the second one, which is the weighing, is a mammoth amount of food. If you eat Aruch Shulchan, it doesn't really come in, the chashash, unless you're a real glutton, it doesn't really come in to have a shaila of hamotzi. But if you eat Mishnah Berurah, you'll get a big shock of how much you have to be worried about that it could be called hamotzi bread. And other people say, no, it's whatever a normal person eats for lunch, and therefore, if you wouldn't eat this for lunch, even if you'll see we have a share of 4 beitzim, that wouldn't be enough. Now, how do you measure 4 beitzim? So it's really 200 cc of volume. So I was going to bring a bucket of water and start doing displacements here, but I thought I might not ever be allowed to say part three of my share if there was a flood here. Therefore, they use a different share. Those who don't want to do displacement, they say that a regular thing with 200 cc of volume weighs be'erach 230 grams in weight.
So a regular water, please?
Anything that would displace 200 cc of water would normally weigh 230 grams on the scale.
Was that a big box of matches?
I think more.
It's not volume. They're talking about
the displacement. I don't know. I'm not sure. I never did the experiment because always I'm a bit scared to make a flood. But now we'll go with the weighing. I brought here a very nice new scale. The total food. Yeah, we use the tavlinim, the spices, the cake. We use everything in the. It'd be a very good question. We use everything in the thing. Now, here I have a scale, and here I have 7 indigs ravelach. Yeah, again, I'm not paid to advertise indigs, but this is what I had at home. 7 indigs ravelach on the scale weigh 0. No, that's not a good answer. Oh, now no one. After this shit, no, hopefully no one will. 7 indigs weigh 224 grams, which is basically 230 grams. Therefore, if one is sitting down to eat 8 indigs ravelach, one would have to mach lefish brura to make a hamotzi first. Now, it gets worse. Not only that, if you started off with a mind to eat 3 ravelach, and after 3 you thought, whoa, this is going quite well, I think I have another 5. Now, if you only have another 5, you won't have to wash a hamotzi, but you have to bench. If you ate 8 ravelach, even if you made a mazonos on them, one has to bench. If you decide, whoa, I like the ravelach, so I'm going to have another 8 ravelach, one stop then, go and wash, and then carry on eating the ravelach. That's the feel of Mishnah Berurah, which is quite ongenum and shittach of time. Okay. Cookies, it's a bit, these are homemade cookies, not uniform size. These are 5 cookies here. And 5 cookies weigh 118 grams. So you can eat 10 cookies.
In one sitting?
Yeah.
If you go to like 2 kiddush,
even. No, you make a bracha achron in between, it will interrupt. But maybe you should.
If you have in mind to go to another kiddush, don't make a bracha achron.
Again, if you're not making a bracha achron, then it could be called one sitting. One sitting, you've got a problem. So 10 cookies of these, it's come out a problem. Now. Okay, so far what we got? We got that any cooked mazonos, any cooked dough, any pasta, macaroni is mazonos fev. Any challah, which is just flour and water, is hamotzi fev. Anything which is pas, habar, b'kisna, which you said, there's 3 different options. Either it's mamula, either it's apple pie, or it's made with fruit juice, or it's flat and brittle, would be mazonos until you eat a share. Once you eat a share of 8 ravelach, 10 cookies, it's getting problems of making hamotzi. I love Cheerios. There's a shaila about Cheerios. Some people hold that Cheerios is made from a dough and has a toyar of pasfal kisna, has a toyar of lechem, and therefore, if one would eat 230 grams of that, so it's very lot, it's 2/3 of a box. So most normal people don't eat so much. But if you would eat so, two-thirds of a box, is it? Huh? A box that's 375 grams, but two-thirds of a box, you would maybe have a shaila of making a hamotzi. But start with it, but cheerio is not a machlokes. If you call cheerio bread or not, there's a big nafkamina. Because if it's considered bread, like by this, then it could be called pas palta, which means it's non-Jewishly baked bread, which even though it's mutter, the Ramah Paskins, there is a mokum not to eat it, therefore, in a Seyes Mitzvah, where we don't eat pas palta. So if you hold Cheerios, have a dinner of bread, which is machlekes, from Zama Vyashin, depending on how you looked at the dough or the Cheerios, perhaps there'll be a mokum not to eat it, Seyes Mitzvah. But if you hold Zama have a dinner of bread, all it is Bishul Akum, and Bishul Akum of breakfast cereal is not a problem, because breakfast cereal is not called Oyla Shofonachim, and therefore, there's no problem, therefore, no Issa Bishul Akum, and therefore, you can eat it the whole time. Okay. So now, what about pizza? The shit that you about pizza, I haven't mentioned about pizza yet once. So, until now, we spoke about mamula, bread that was filled with apple or cherry pie filling for something sweet, with nuts, with sugar. What's the lot if you have bread with meat, or with cheese, or with fish? Is that called pasta baba kisnin? And in which case, the bracha would be mazoinus, unless you ate too much? Or is that called something else? Well, that doesn't machaba. What do you say? No, it's about bread that's baked with something else. Not when you add on afterwards. When you bake bread with cheese, which in nowadays term called pizza, is that got a din of pasta kisnin or not? Now again, if the pizza being made with apple juice, there's no shayla, because then the dough is mazoinus dough and the shayla doesn't start. So about mazoinus dough, hamotzi dough, which you made into pizza, which is agav what pizzaza pizza is. Pizzaza pizza is made with hamotzi dough. Says the mechaber, pashtida hanef batano. But basa, it's a type of bread which is made with basa, oy dogim, oy begvina, with fish or cheese or meat. Mevarich alof hamotzi. The bracha of this is hamotzi. Azoy paskin le machaba. Now, in this machaba, there's a machalik of what he means. The two mahalchim with very big nafkaminis. Mishabura brings down, hainu, afilu bedaloi kova alei. Even if you only eat one slice of pizza, if it's not made with apple juice, it's going to be hamotzi, because it doesn't have a din of pasta baba kisnin. He explains, v'loy domi the pasta baba kisnin. It's not similar. V'loy baba hamotzi, v'loy kovas udaleo. We're not kovas suda, we won't hamotzi. The shani hasam, the ain asuyin el kinoach suda, olam zika. There, what are you eating this apple pie for? What are you eating these biscuits for? And the kinoach as a dessert. However, bread baked with cheese or with meat is never as a dessert. It's always the mainstay of the meal. And therefore, even if you would not eat a shir, even one slice of pizza, if it's made with water, would be hamotzi. Azoi paskin the Mishabura, and it comes from the Mogen Avraham. Yes?
Does that mean they're dessert pizzas with the
Oh yeah, correct. Yeah, very much so. Correct. Dessert pizza with chocolate on would be regular pasta baba kisnin, because that's mamula with something sweet.
Even and that the was is the same.
Correct. Yeah. It has to be baked together. Mm-hmm. It has to be baked together. If it's added on, it's very baked, it's a problem.
The mini pizzas that like are giving
out. Mini pizzas might be different. We'll get in a second. Now, the Taz disagrees. The Taz, Bialoka brings the Taz, and he says, no, that's not true. He says, mamula bebasa dogim is azoivi mamula bepeiros. Aye, the Machaba said that you make hamotzi. The Machaba talking about a case when you were kaveya suda on it, when you ate enough, that's a shir kaveya suda.
That's more than 20 grams.
More than 230 grams, yeah. Now, I got this pizza here, the two slices of pizza, thick pizza, weighs way over the shir. Weighs about 290 grams. One second.
Two slices.
This is two big slices. I'll turn it off, then it's on. With a second. Two times. It weighs 258 grams, and therefore that would be the story to feed both shitters hamot. Now, Stamazoy, even if you pass out the Taz, it says that this has got a din of pasta baba kisnin. It could be the Taz holds, I'm not clear on this point. It has to be that the dough tastes differently if you eat the dough itself. I.e., after you've baked the pizza together, when you bake the apple pie together, if you taste the apple pie dough, it tastes sweet because it has been influenced by the apple pie filling. It could be that the Taz holds, you need to have that, even if you want to hold that in the zoinus, you need to have that the crust, if you eat the end of the crust, will taste different because the pizza, I'm not even sure it has that. On the point, when you go to Pizzazza, you ask the guy there, what bracha is the pizza? He says, until three slices, I'm talking about the smaller pizza, until three or four slices, it's mazoinus. Now, that's a very big chiddush. That's not the pashas. Parashas is that Hamotzi could be learned in Mishaburah Pasa Magen Avraham, that is never a din Pasa Baba Kisnin, and therefore it's a problem. I texted Shaila text, because it's another federation establishment. I said, what bracha is Pizala pizza? Is Pizala pizza made with water or with milk? And they wrote back with water. Okay, so far so good. So I said, okay, therefore the bracha should be Hamotzi. Why does the Goy tell you that it is Mazoinus? Does he hold like the Taz, not like the Magen Avraham? So I wrote in the text. Yeah, I have this recorded. So they wrote back. I know who wrote back. It was Rabbi Goldblatt. He wrote back, yes, he does. Or he holds like the Maimon Modcha and the Bir Halacha, which is Mavur. That is anything that's a snack-like product. This is something I mentioned before. That when you have like these teeny pizzas, which are made to eat as a snack, not made for a Suda, that could be perhaps, even if it's made with Hamotzi bread, everyone, the Mishra will be Maskim, that would be Mazoinus. However, Kupshutai, if you have pizza made out of water, and that is your lunch, so it wouldn't even matter how much you ate. If you're going there for breakfast, lunch, or supper, the feed of Mishabura, the Magen Avraham, and the Pashlosh Mechaba, you would have to make a Hamotzi, not a Mazoinus, and you should please disregard the Psak of the Goy in Pizaza. He doesn't know the Sugya as well as you guys do, and the Raka should be Hamotzi Kupshutai. Shkoyach, everyone for listening, have a good day.
What does it say? For this piece, you make a mazoinus?
No.
This
is more than a shit.
America's all different.